Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamerica. May I please have your zip code?
01535. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Your phone is breaking up. Can you repeat that zip code?
01535.
And what's your first and last name?
Excuse me?
Your first and last name?
Raymond Balajan.
Thank you. And can you also verify that shipping address on this account?
6 Conroy Ave, North Brookfield, Mass. With 01535. I just ordered on the phone that free sample, and it said it only takes one per person, but I never ordered one before. So I don't know how it's one per person.
Okay, so I see that you got that keto and cleanse back on today, and you're saying that it was one.
There's what? Hello?
I'm listening to you. So what's your concerns?
Well, you started saying something and you blacked out.
Okay, so I was saying that I see that you ordered the keto and cleanse on today. So what's how can I assist you with your concern?
Okay, I didn't finish the application out there, and it's when I went to finish it, it said that they only accept one per customer, one per person.
So was it something else you was trying to order? Because I do see that the order that you placed with that keto and cleanse, it was successful.
Okay, so they are sending it before December 26th?
Can you repeat that question?
I said they are sending that free sample. Okay,
free.
Now I got a question. I got a question. Could I pay for my wife to get one of those right now?
Unfortunately, I won't be able to, take the order over the phone. You will have to go back and reorder online.
Okay. All right. So even if I use the same card, but I use a different person's name, it'll still go through?
Yes, it will go through.
Okay, now a question I have was, it said something about the cleanser. What's the cleanser?
You said, what's the cleanse?
The cleanser. There's another thing that you were selling with it. What is that?
Well, it's the keto and cleanse. You know, you take the cleanse at it.
Yeah, what's it do?
Sir?
What does it do?
It cleans you out. So you may have, bowel movement. It's a cleanser. And a detox, it cleans you out.
Okay, I won't be interested in that. So
okay.
I'll just do that piece there, the other one, the one that I ordered.
So you just want the keto?
Yeah. So I'm all set with it. So you said the order already went through, so I'm all set.
Okay, I can go ahead and void that out and refund you back that $7.45.
Wait a minute, what are you voiding out?
You said you don't want the cleanse, correct?
My total order was $6 and something cents, right?
It's the keto and the cleanse. Did you just state that you don't want the cleanse?
You're not answering my question. My question was my total bill was $6 and something cents.
No, it was $14.15 for the keto and the cleanse. But since you don't want the cleanse, I did take it off. So yeah, now your total is $6.70.
But it said that I had a discount.
It's $6.70.
It was a discount of $6.70 after the subtract from the 14 something.
No, it's no discount, sir. It's 14. The total is $14.15 if you order the keto and the cleanse, both products. You did just state that you didn't want the cleanse. So if I take the cleanse off,
for $14, I'm not going to complain about it. I'll just keep both of them.
Okay. So I did go ahead and void out both of them, but I'll still, what I can do is go ahead and still send both. But I only charge you for one, but I can go ahead and still send both.
What did you just say?
Okay, when you stated earlier that you didn't want the cleanse, I did go ahead and void it out. But now you said that you still want it. So even though I voided it out, I will still send out before you.
All right.
Give me one second.
We all set?
Yes, sir. Give me one second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're all set. I did go ahead and, set everything for you. Is there anything else I could do to assist you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
No, you too. Bye. Happy holidays.
Same to